Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Remember in Matthew chapter number 24 about the Olivet Discourse? All that's so important. It ties into, Lord, when shall these things take place and when shall the end come? And then he proceeds to talk about the end and all of this in the end time. And a lot of people, Bible commentators and preachers and all, try to pull that in today's time period. No, this is talking about the kingdom. Are you following? Different time period, okay? And the enemy that sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the world, end of this present age, and the reapers are the angels. It's important when we get told you about the angelic activities, okay? They're going to have a part in this, and the reapers are the angels. Verse number 40. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned into the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world, and the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. This wasn't in my notes, but turn me to Matthew chapter number 25. Okay, Matthew chapter number 24. Again, we're talking about the end times and all, about when shall these things take place. Another passage of scripture that's often misinterpreted, and we see it parallel to Matthew chapter number 13 and Matthew chapter number 24. It says, well, let's begin in verse number 37 because of time. But as the days of Noah were, so also shall be the coming of the Son of Man be. The coming of the Son of Man. He's talking about the revelation, not the rapture. He's talking about the revelation here, the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days that were before the flood of Noah, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and Noah and his family were safe. You know the story. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also be the coming of man be. Who was taken away? The unbelievers were taken away. This lines up with Matthew 13 and other things, that at the end of the tribulation, the unbelievers will be, Jesus talked about gathering the tares, and they'll be burned, and they will be taken off the face of this earth, and only believers enter into the kingdom. Are you following? So here in Matthew chapter number 24, again, it says in verse number 40, then two shall be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, and one shall be taken and the other left. Now, it's great preaching about the rapture. That's wonderful preaching about, you know, most people would apply this to the rapture, where there's two out there in the field and somebody's raptured and the other. But this is not referring to the rapture. It's referring to the revelation, where he takes the unsaved, he takes them off the earth. One shall be taken and one shall be left. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. See, I mean, y'all look at me. Okay, again, it's all lined up in scripture, not trying to cross hairs anyway. Turn me then to Matthew chapter number 25, beginning in verse number 31. Again, it's that contextual continuity, not to try to move things around, but exactly what the Word of God says. Verse number 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, again, we see that's the revelation of Jesus Christ, not the rapture, not the translation, but when he comes in all his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he shall sit upon his throne of glory, verse number 32, and before him shall be gathered all nations. These are living people at the end of the tribulation who survived, and we're going to look at this, who survived the Battle of Armageddon. It didn't take place at the Battle of Armageddon. These are who survived all of these, the things during the tribulation. And he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divided his sheep from a goats. Again, we see the tares and the wheat. He's dividing them. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. And he shall say unto them on his right hand, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared to you from the foundation of the world. Get the picture. These are living people who survived the tribulation period. They stand before Jesus There, the Bible says that the throne shall on his throne of glory. He's going to be sitting on the throne of David in Jerusalem. It's called the judgment of the living nations. And there's going to be people who survive the tribulation period. There will be lost. There will be saved. They will all come together. And he talked about the angels will go. They won't have to use Delta Airlines or I was going to say Pan Am or TWA, but they don't fly. I'm going way back. They ain't airlines no more. But, you know, whatever the airlines are, they're not using airplanes. Angels are coming to get them. Preacher, you're crazy. What the Bible says. The angels are going to come and scoop them up and take them to Jesus. Anyway, that's what the Bible says. I'll just take it for what it says. Let's go a little bit farther. And then verse number 41. Then shall he say unto them that are on the left hand, these are the goats. There's the sheep and the goats, the wheat, the tares. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So you get the picture. Okay, there's the wheat, the tares, the sheep, the goats, and all of this is at the end of the tribulation period. And this ties in, turn back with me to Revelation chapter number 14, verse number 15, where he talks about reap, for the time to thee is come for thee to reap, and the harvest of the earth is ripe. It's ready. Literally, that word means it's dried up. It's ready to reap. Verse 16, he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. So we see the division of the people here. Matthew 13, the wheat, the tares. Matthew 24, 25, the judgment of the living nations, the division of the people. So you have it in your brain. When they enter into the kingdom, only saved people enter into the kingdom. In the millennium, only saved people. All of the unbelievers have been cast out. We read that. Okay. So you see the division of the people. And then we get another angel comes on the scene, verse number 17 and 18. We're going to read this in 19 and 20. Another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, and he also having a sharp sickle. And this is going to refer to something different. I believe that this other angel referred to that the last plagues, as so will, the vials and the bowls, as God is placing judgment upon this earth. This one's in particular about the battle of Armageddon. And another angel came out from the altar, which had the power over fire. Man, I could talk about that. You know, angels have abilities to... Here's one that had the ability that he could... said that he had power over fire. Angels, I've never seen one that I know of. The Bible says you may have entertained one unawares. You know, I don't know what all that entails. That's why you need to be good to folk. I'll leave that one alone. You know, entertaining. As a matter of fact, that word entertaining means hospitality to strangers, people you don't know. Be good to them. You never know. Anyway, that's a whole other story. But you see that had power. Remember the one story, and I wish I could go back to it, about the enemies of Israel. There was hundreds of thousands. I forget how many. There was a bunch of them there. And one angel came in that night and killed them all. One angel. And I love the next part, and they woke up dead. I love that. You know, the next morning they woke up dead. I'm just saying, one angel did that. Have great powers, and this angel had power over fire. And he cried with a loud voice to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. Now, this is different. The other was wheat and tares. This is grapes, and we're going to see something different here. And the angels thrust in the sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and the blood came out of the winepress, even into the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. This is referring to the Battle of Armageddon, which is talked about more in chapter number, where is that, 18, I think it is. 19, chapter number 19. It refers, but when we get to chapter number 19, we'll talk a little bit more in depth about Armageddon. Okay? I will say this, that again, some people confuse these battles, Gog and Magog and the Battle of Armageddon. These are two completely different battles.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now, until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.